This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Carbondale city leaders are considering warming centers and alcohol delivery. We're talking about that today with Carbondale's city manager, Gary Williams. Gary, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Two very different things, so we'll take two different tracks as we talk about them. But the Carbondale City Council will consider a new ordinance that would allow, or maybe not even an ordinance, but that'll allow for these warming centers for people who are in need to be able to go somewhere to keep them safe during cold winters.
Yeah, absolutely. We have been working on this for a few months, and a lot of people are probably aware of this over the last several years. There's a faction of the population that has nowhere to go, right? We're not talking about replacing our homeless shelters or other shelters that are already in place. This is to supplement that. So there's a certain section of the population that, for a variety of reasons, you can't access our homeless shelters and other housing, but they need somewhere to go. And so the question is, how do we manage this? How do we provide a service when it gets extremely cold to make sure that these people, have a warm place to sleep and frankly don't die in our community? So we've been working on this for a number of months, and it's really what council's looking at tonight is a zoning certificate that we can actually approve at the staff level. We just decided, because of the nature of the issue, that we wanted to be as transparent as possible and present this publicly. So tonight we're going to look at approving the zoning certificate, and there's a site layout, and it'll be for a property the city owns at 800 East Main Street, which is the former Horizon Inn in Carbondale.
Sure. What kind of cost is involved here? When people hear about this, they say, well, how many tax dollars are going to have to pay for something like this? So how does this work?
Well, virtually no tax dollars in terms of city of Carbondale dollars. We stepped up with a group of folks from the community that represent a host of social services and SIU and the Carbondale Public Library. We're providing the space, and we're going to help with some of the logistics, but there's been a fundraising effort in place. One of the things that's really important for people to know is we've done this over the past several years, and at different locations in the community. We've offered the Civic Center as a place, as a warming center. But what we found right away is that what was really missing is that we need a professional staff there, because the people that come in often have underlying mental issues, perhaps a substance abuse issue, something that, again, is the root cause of why they're on the street to begin with. And so we don't have the staff that's equipped to deal with those issues. And so what we found right away is we need we need more help. And so a lot of the social service agencies like Centerstone, SIU's Clinical Center, Southern Coalition for the Homeless are stepping up to help us get staff. So these warming centers will have a full-time professional person who has the expertise to deal with this clientele, and then we'll have some volunteers as well. So that's really what the fundraising is for. There's some the cost for the trailers and the power things are somewhat minimal in the context of the total budget, but it's really for staff time. So we identified costs. It's about $23,000 to get us through this season, and then about $50,000 total to get us through next winter. We certainly want this to be a sustainable project, and we're about 80% there on our fundraising efforts. So it's been pretty cool to see the support we've gotten since we started this initiative.
And as you said, the council is considering that this evening.
Yes.
That meeting is tonight at Carbondale's City Hall. You can get more information at explorecarbondale.com. One of the other issues that city leaders are talking about, and this won't come before the council this evening, but perhaps at a future meeting, last week the Liquor Advisory Board approved a plan that would allow for alcohol delivery. It's through an app. It came from a group called Cargo. Basically, what they do is they contract with drivers that'll go and pick up your order and bring it to you, similar to Uber Eats, things like that. What's going on there in terms of discussions within the city? As people may be aware, the Liquor Advisory Board is an advisory panel, so the rule would actually have to come from the council.
Yeah, this issue has been discussed a couple times now at the LAB level, and I know that I think for some in Carbondale this is a pretty this is a big change from the way we've done business in the past, but we're just trying to get ahead of this issue, Jennifer, and what we have seen is the two biggest retailers in the world that have locations here in Carbondale, that's Walmart and Kroger, and each of them have an online ordering portal for their company. And last year, Walmart actually came in. They are one of four grocery stores in Carbondale that have a liquor license, and they came in and asked if they could also include alcohol in those online purchases. And they had done it over 700 times at locations around the country. And so we see this as just a progression of that and just an extension of that business model to where folks now can order your groceries online. You can certainly order alcohol online, pick it up at the door, and you know the next step is probably going to be getting it delivered to the house. So couple that with the growth of Uber and Lyft and these types of ride sharing programs, which we believe and I think you're seeing nationally and frankly worldwide is this future of transportation. We're just trying to get ahead of that and try to get some regulation in place to manage it.
Sure. These are kind of new and changing times in terms of technology and things like that. A short amount of time remaining. Do you expect that to come before the council within the next couple of weeks, or will it take longer than that?
Yeah, probably by the end of February, we'll get it on the agenda.
Sure. Gary Williams is Carbondale's city manager. The city council meets this evening to discuss those warming centers and much more. You can find more information at explorecarbondale.com. Gary, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.
This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.